Here it is. The first star I see tonight. Last night I waited for hours and didn't see so much as a shimmer. Oh, but tonight... Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was worth the wait. Hold on. Now I have to think of a wish. Ooh. That's a lot of pressure. What if I waste it? What if I wish for something that I would have gotten anyway, even if I didn't wish for it? I'd be wasting a perfectly good wish. And I certainly can't do that whole I wish I had $1 million thing, because that never works. Otherwise, everyone would have $1 million. So, I gotta make this count. Wait. I've got one. Hi. It's nice to see you tonight. I missed you last night, but I'm really glad you're here right now. Hey, listen, I need your help with something. It's not a big ask, per se, but it's really important to me. You see, there's this guy that I've been seeing for a while now, and we've been messing around and sleeping in the same bed a lot of nights, but if I'm being honest, he's a bit inscrutable. I mean, I have no idea what this man is thinking most of the time, which means I don't really know how I look to him. Like, am I just a fun fling that he lets off steam with? Or am I sexy enough to be a physical companion but not smart enough to be an emotional one? Or does he want what I want? Everything. I mean, he's just so damn sweet, and he speaks so passionately about his job and his friends and his dreams for the future, and he gives really great, honest advice. Oh, God, and when he laughs... God, when he laughs at something I said, it makes me feel like I've gotten a standing O. And we've had a couple of those ourselves. Like, take this for instance. When we're fooling around, he just makes me feel so sexy. Like, ravishing. Like, I'm a goddess. And he's so grateful that he gets to fuck a goddess that he dedicates pretty much all his effort and passion into making sure I feel good. Like, he makes sure that I derive as much pleasure as he does. But I don't really know how much weight I should lend to that. Like, should I really be looking at our sexual habits to deduce whether or not he loves me? Because I love him. And he's basically the only one in my life that doesn't know that. And I can't seem to summon the courage to tell him. Like, whenever it seems like he might be on to me, I get super weird and defensive, and I clam up. And I do this kind of weird overcompensation crap. Because it would break my heart if I told him how I felt, and he got scared and split. I know, I'm supposed to give you a wish, so here it is. Grant me the strength to be able to tell him how I feel. And if you happen to have a little bit of that wish juice left, do you think maybe you could make sure he loves me too? Okay? Please? Hey Diane, how you doing?
Oh, that's awesome.
What's up? Well, honestly, I haven't felt like this in years. We're just so in sync with one another. My God, and the sex? Am I in love? Yeah. Yeah, I think I am. Oh, God, no. He can't know. Because if I told him... Remember with Adam? Ugh, I can't go through that again. I know that, but I'm just having too much fun. I don't want to risk it. Diane, I'm serious. I'm not going to tell him that I... Look here, sir. I told you for the 100th time that I am happy with my cell phone coverage. Thank you. And goodbye. Huh? Oh, yeah. I know that probably came across as being pretty harsh, but I think maybe it was a pervert. Well, you know, you can't be too careful. Hey, sweetie. Are you okay? How was your day? Oh, come here and give me a hug. You know what? Maybe not. Just, how about you? No. No. Just, I think maybe I might be getting a little bit of a... A little bit of a cold, and I would feel really guilty if I got you sick, but not specifically because I got you sick, but you know, just anyone getting sick because of me would be a tragedy, and I just don't know that I could bear that weighing on me. But so you know what? How about a maybe just a fist bump? Uh-huh. Just give me a little bit of that fist action. Probably shouldn't say fist action. Just what about a high five? Oh, you know what? Let's not worry about it. Oh, your boss chewed you out? Wonder why he'd do something like that. I'm sure he had absolutely no reason to. It sounds like you deserved it. Well, listen, I call him like I see him. What? Hey! That was rude! You do not get to come at me like that. I didn't stay in the same place all day. I went to the bathroom, I got potato chips from the kitchen, and I plugged in the PlayStation. And those are just some examples of physical activity I accomplished today. So that was a baseless and offensive accusation. Well, what if I was up doing chores and the cat got on the couch and pissed on it? Yeah, and since I was off the couch, I couldn't save it. Huh, bet you feel pretty dumb now. Oh, I can dish it out and take it. But, you're only allowed to take it. No dishing out for you. Oh, and, plus, I know that, you can dish it out with the best of them, so. It's no wonder that I'm so tired today. you better not be too tired because you're cooking tonight. Just because you had to go to your job doesn't mean you don't have work to do around here. Well, okay, I'm okay with eating at your place, no problem. Not there either? We are eating dinner, though, right? Oh my God, you're broke. You're not? Wait, no, you're not. I just used your card to buy a new pair of slippers. You're not broke. Oh. I don't know, man. Isn't that one of those places where they have a live pianist and candles and waiters in tuxedos? I'm not sure that's really our speed. I mean, do you even own a tie? Like, a nice one that's not a clip-on? Okay, our sexy blindfold doesn't count. Honestly, it would make me feel pretty weird if you wore it in public anyway. I mean, it might be kind of hot, but it would be just, it'd be weird. Well, I mean, I think it's probably best if we just stick to our comfort zone in terms of dinner time. So we've got like takeout, or we could do instant noodles. I mean, I feel like that is our sweet spot. So why try this new place? It'll be romantic? Did you just say romantic? What does that mean? Like, why did you say that? Why would we be doing romantic stuff? I mean, yeah, sure. Okay, sure. We have crazy sex, but that's not romantic. I mean, me and my vibrator aren't romantic. So why are we? Okay, I'm sorry. That sounded really rude. Do we have to do a romantic thing? And you want to? With me? I mean, what makes you assume that I want to do something romantic with you? No. I am not upset. I'm just curious. Desperately, inconsolably curious. What? What do you think this is? You know what? Me and you. Us. What are we? What is this thing that we're a part of? A love story? A love story. No, but you, and we've never even kissed. I mean, like, we've never even kissed outside of the bedroom. And I don't really even say it again. A love story. And you mean that. And you can't take it back. What you said just then is the blinding truth. Okay. Wow. Okay, well, in that case, finally. Oh my God, you have no idea how relieved I am. Why? Well, you know, this sort of thing isn't supposed to happen with friends with benefits. We don't cuddle. We don't roughhouse. We don't make love. We fuck. We eat in front of the TV, not in candlelight. And I went along with it because I figured that I could ignore my feelings, that our, you know, current arrangement would be enough for me. But it wasn't. It never could be. How long have you known how I feel? Did you know how I felt? You took a leap of faith. Well, it paid off. Big time. But I don't have to be scared anymore. You want to hear something silly? I wished on a star last night. I know. But I stayed up, staring out the window for a bunch of nights before that, waiting for the exact right star. I kind of felt like I needed all the help I could get, and that includes from the powers that be. What did I wish for? Well, I mean, I guess I could tell you since it already came true. I wished for the strength of will to be able to tell you how I feel. And I also wished for you to share my feelings. I mean, I know that wishes don't exist, but that one seemed right on the money. Okay. All right. Before we go any further, there's something I should tell you. These warm, romantic feelings I have for you. Yeah. You're kind of like the last person in my life to know about them. Yeah, I kind of would tell anyone who would listen. I was scared, man. It's not exactly easy. I mean, how long did you hold off before telling me? Okay. All right, fair enough. That's an appropriate amount of time. Well, I told everyone about it because I couldn't tell you. At least, I thought I couldn't. And all those repressed emotions just had to spill out somewhere. I've told friends, families, pets, dandelion seeds, fountains, eyelashes, birthday cakes, turkey bones, and the stars in the sky. Yep, all of them know how much I loved you and how scared I was that you'd run as soon as I told you. But somehow, I never worked up the courage to tell you. I'm really sorry. No, I am. You've done nothing to make me believe that I should be anything but honest with you, and I blew it. So, no more hiding emotions from now on, okay? We say what we feel. And so, in the spirit of a new rule, I have several months of compliments and flattery I'd like to heap on you. Are you ready? Oh, now is not the time to be humble, darling. You've been dealing with my emotionally repressed, non-affectionate self for months now. It's time to sit down, shut up, and listen. Okay? Good. See? This is what I mean. I've got all this stuff I want to say, and I can't focus because you're just so fucking cute. Those big eyes and that little smile. I've been waiting to tell you this stuff forever, and I can't remember. I'm literally speechless. Okay, I'll say what I'm thinking right now off the top of my head, okay? Okay. You take my breath away. Everything about you, your kindness and generosity, your humor and wit, your tenderness and passion. Everything you do feels like a labor of love, and that makes you a great friend and a great lover and, yes, a great boyfriend. You are so great, in fact, that I was hesitant to start our relationship because I would be devastated if we ever broke up. I didn't want to get used to this. But there's nothing out there, no one out there that could ever compare. And you know what? That isn't love. I don't know what is. Okay. Was that enough for you, Mr. Humility? I thought it might be. Now, what do you say we consummate our relationship? Oh, all right. Dinner. Never fuck on an empty stomach. Okay. Let's go to that fancy restaurant. Don't worry. We'll be going at it in the bathroom before dessert. I promise.